He is not here, for he is risen as he said, the angel proclaimed on that first Easter morning. Of all the great hymns commemorating the resurrection of our Lord, Charles Wesley's hymn, Christ the Lord is Risen Today, is one of the finest. We'll tell you the story as Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina presents A Treasury of Great Hymns. Hello, this is Charles Kelsch. Following the death of Jesus Christ on the cross, his followers were depressed and disillusioned. They huddled behind closed doors, trying to grasp the meaning of this tragedy. Then Jesus came and stood in their midst. He was no longer dead. He had risen. As the reality of the resurrection dawned upon them, the hope they had in Christ returned, as Peter described it in his first letter to the believers.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
No wonder early Christians greeted each other with these words,
Alleluia! The Lord is risen!
He is risen indeed!
Christ the Lord is risen today! Sons of men and angels say, Alleluia! Raise your joys and triumphs high, sing ye heavens, and earth reply, Alleluia.
The word Alleluia, meaning praise ye the Lord, comes from the Hebrew worship of Old Testament times. It has remained a common expression of praise throughout the history of the Christian church. The joyous Alleluia at the end of each line of Christ the Lord is risen today reinforces the praise of the hymn text. The hymn writer, Charles Wesley, was born in 1707. He was the youngest son and 18th child of Samuel and Susanna Wesley. Though he was the descendant of a long line of devoted churchmen and poets, he remained unconverted until 1738, when a serious illness came upon him. His sickness lingered, and he was described as lying in constant fear of death. One Sunday, his older brother John and several Christian friends came for a visit. They sang a song, read scripture, and prayed with him. Later, Charles wrote about that day.
After they had gone, I prayed and drifted into a deep sleep and seemed to hear a voice saying, In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, arise and believe, and thou shalt be healed of all thine infirmities. I cried, I believe, I believe. When I awoke, I yielded my heart to the Lord, promising to serve Him faithfully all the days of my life.
And Charles kept his promise. Soon his strength returned, and he wrote and preached with such zeal it incurred the disapproval of the Bishop of London. Charles was removed as a clergyman at St. Mary's Parish, and was never given another position in the established church. He and his brother John resorted to outdoor preaching. Their lives were often in jeopardy. They knew poverty and persecution. But Wesley's hymns reached many farmers, miners, and laborers in the industrial sections of England. Charles Wesley not only gave the world a treasury of praise in his 6,000 hymns, but he also used that medium to teach biblical doctrine. In his poetry, God is great, powerful, majestic, yet He is also our Savior, companion, friend, and ever-present help. Charles' brother John determined to establish assemblies to provide regular worship and teaching for their converts. The first Wesleyan chapel in London was a deserted foundry. So, just 1 year after his conversion, Charles Wesley composed for the opening service of the foundry meeting house his Easter hymn, Christ the Lord is Risen Today. The hymn was originally titled Hymn for Easter Day and consisted of 11 four-line stanzas. It was published in the Foundry's collection, compiled by John Wesley. The popularity of Charles Wesley's Easter hymn is due in part to the fine music to which it has been sung for many years. But the text is also a clear picture of the scriptural meaning of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you are a child of God through faith in the risen Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, rejoice with us as the Bob Jones University Choir sings this triumphant resurrection hymn, Christ the Lord is risen today.
Made like Him we rise. Ours the cross, the grave, the skies. Alleluia.
Music forms and styles have changed through the centuries, but good music with a scriptural message performed by spiritual people has been a great blessing in any age. In the booklet Church Music, Sense and Nonsense, pastor and musician Danny Sweat presents the biblical philosophy of sacred music and warns the Christian of the dangers of current trends in sacred music. If you have questions about Christian music, we'd like to help by sending you a free copy of the booklet Church Music, Sense and Nonsense. Write to us at Treasury of Great Hymns, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614. Be sure to ask for the free booklet on music. Once again, our address is Treasury of Great Hymns, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614. A Treasury of Great Hymns is based on the book by Guy Johnson, published by Bob Jones University Press, and comes to you from the Opportunity Place, Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. Listen again next time as we open A Treasury of Great Hymns.